Financial services and banking organizations are at the threshold of a comprehensive remake of their business models that will likely result in targeted enterprise breakups, stranded investments in brick-and-mortar assets, and a rapid decline in legacy system usage. Hello, and welcome to the podcast series created around my new book, Beyond the Technology Traps, Why FSBOs, that is, financial services and banking organizations, are ill-prepared to compete in a consumer-dominated world that requires more than technology and checking a box. My name is Mark D'Angelo, and with my co-author Rick Grant, we created a framework for change that any enterprise working within and across most functions of the financial and retail purchasing areas can benefit from. This is the third podcast of the series. In this series of audio and video segments, we talk about current events, for example, the drawback of business as usual, or BAU, innovation for innovation's sake, and questionable market advancements, and why leaders continue to fall into the trappings of believing that the selection and implementation of a technology will solve all their problems. But we know from experience and research that these hopes are often misplaced panaceas, leading to lost market advantages, expensive white elephants, and shattered careers. We can see the early signs of these changes taking place. Widespread use of blockchain within many industries, including the FSBO-focused R3 consortium, growing replacement of back-office personnel with artificial intelligence, consumers focusing less on brand and legacy and more on peer-to-peer and self-reliance, and the rapid emergence of hundreds of cryptocurrencies funding trade, startups, and even retail purchases. The prior examples are just a few of the dozens of trends and transitory solutions taking place within the FSBO markets, both domestically and globally. If we factor in the rapid increase in disintermediation of channels and market segmentation, we can also comprehend why consumer ambivalence towards traditional banking products such as mortgages is increasing. With technology advancements, products and services that once delivered respectful margins are now shrinking as commoditization overtakes value-added services as consumers view traditional asset-backed loans with price sensitivity. Whereas there have been several noted FSBO CEOs stating that market advancements in cybercurrencies, AI, that is artificial intelligence, and even virtual reality are dangerous, risky, and accidents waiting to happen, there seem to be a situation where they know their business models are on a precipitous cliff brought on by industry consolidation, where now the top five banks control nearly 50% of the financial consumers. This consolidation coming at the end of the Great Recession, while encouraged by regulators and the U.S. Federal Reserve, restricted the risk-taking and innovation curves that materially contributed to the rise of investments in fintech. The $25 to $30 billion a year in funding received by these consumer-driven fintech firms with cultures not conditioned by regulatory governance have laid the seeds for a rapid compartmentalization of traditional BAU, that is, business as usual. The foundation for these assertions are not fantasy and should not be taken as futuristic perhaps that could be discarded with the next catchy title. As with FSBOs, we are often locked in with a quick-fix solution or innovation that captures the headlines. However, it is no longer about a singular idea or solution, but many, when taken together, that are the greatest cause for concern and change across the industries. The last decade has produced countless innovations across FSBOs. For instance, VRUs, ATMs, due diligence capabilities, kiosks, biometrics, standards, mobile banking, loan processing, funds transfer, and many, many more technology-enabled solutions with payments, deposits, settlement, customer service, and credit processing. In fact, nearly every idea being pushed to executives has innovation somewhere in their title. Innovation is the answer to all problems, yet it is also meaningless in its overuse. For instance, innovation to grow organically. Another one that we love is profit by innovation. And my favorite, innovation will expand our customer base. Seldom the question is asked, why, what, how, and does it make sense to adopt or create an innovation? Will it help the bottom line? However, unlike the auto industry, who has taken mechanical vehicle and turned it into software control extension for the consumer, FSBOs have spent many a king's ransom on innovation and innovation ideas, hoping that these evolutionary solutions will increase volume, improve retention, and capture market shares that have looted their grasp. But what FSBOs haven't done, as the auto industry is doing, is recognizing that their business models are architect for a time gone by. The concept of householding, fee-based services, lock-in, and even upselling are antiquated when it comes to the speed of information usage and sharing demanded by today's consumer. Those primary corporate mantras are now secondary when it comes to consumer controls and the outcomes of future delivery solutions. When we look at the regulators and the burden they bring to institutions, There is a failure to comprehend that regulations are typically written by the letter of the law for past series of events, not the future of the FSBO supply chains. When we examine the supply chains within and across FSBOs, we can also see their silo design. We can see the antiquated steps involved. We can see consumers shunning traditional or given markets in favor of startups. And we can comprehend the implications from the current reality of what is happening in and around our models that we don't control anymore. Banks are no longer the sole owner of consumer financial information. They are just a compartment within a broad mosaic that is changing the face of global finance. If FSBOs dig in their heels, construct barriers to entry, that is more regulations, use their channels to cast doubt on what the consumers want and are using, and in general are perceived to be obstacles to a natural progression of technology-enabled finance, they will likely go the way of the Etzel. With the recent cyber breach at Equifax, we can lay odds in Vegas that there will be legal and political action still underway during the next presidential election in 2020. And FSBOs thought they were finally making headway with the trendy consumers. FSBOs are right now in a sweet spot to change and the dialogue and the animosity that has dogged them since 2007. However, unlike the auto industry leadership again, if we complain about the change as a means to compete, consumers will see right through the smoke and mirrors and say, there they go again. If we don't proactively start to accept that bigger is not better, someone will make that decision for us, probably with more regulation, more committee hearings, and yes, more oversight. As we reach the end of the podcast, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. It means a lot to Rick and myself. If you want additional information on the range of topics discussed in our new book, go to www.mpdl2c.com and follow the links. On this site, you will find additional information, articles, and papers, along with contact information. If you want a copy of our new book, it's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback formats. The Kindle is free, actually, for Prime members. Thanks again, and have a great and outstanding week.